Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
There has been a fatal police-involved shooting in Newark. Let's find out what we know at this point, live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, very little information officially from either the Essex County Prosecutor or the New Jersey State Attorney General were promised that information later. But based on the reports, this is what we know, that police were briefly chasing a stolen car here in Newark South Ward when this car crashed at Hawthorne Avenue in Clinton Place, where I am here in Newark South Ward, right in front of the Hawthorne Avenue School. It's a elementary school here. A community advocate, Donna Jackson, spoke with ABC 7 Eyewitness News. She said she spoke with police, and this is what they told her.
One young man was taken out of the vehicle. The other young man jumped into the driver's seat, pursued forward, hitting an officer and hitting the police car, where the officer opened fire. And unfortunately, the young man lost his life.
So again, a lot of questions here. We don't have the identification of the young man, as you mentioned there, that lost his life. We're being told, though, that two officers were taken to the hospital to get checked out. Again, so a lot of details to still fill in here. We'll remain at the scene. Police tape on the ground. And see what else we're going to hear from, hopefully soon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Newark, South Ward.
11 people, including a two-year-old and a two-month-old, among those hurt in a four-car crash in the Bronx. This was around 9:15 last night on Boston Road and Pelham Parkway. No word on the cause, but nearly a dozen did end up in the hospital. All are stable. Police are investigating. In New Jersey, All Aboard. That's the name of a new bill, the All Aboard Act, that would put trains in the same boat as planes.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer says if NJ Transit can't provide the service they promise, it's time to pay up.
The legislation will guarantee that passengers receive automatic, prompt, and full refunds when their trains are canceled or significantly changed by more than 3 hours, just like the airlines.
He's proposing they follow a passenger bill of rights along with Amtrak if service is disrupted on their end.
When Amtrak is to blame for a New Jersey Transit delay, Amtrak will foot the bill for refunds on New Jersey Transit.
Fed up NJ Transit commuters like Jessica say they're on board.
I definitely think it is necessary because there are people that are spending, you know, money that's on their paychecks, for example, to commute to work.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Hoboken.
The search is on for yet another stolen bodega cat in New York City. This was at K Glen Deli and Sorry Sorry store in Woodside, where some guy was seen on surveillance video walking away with this 18-year-old tabby named Antonio. Owner Glenn Alagasi telling CBS2, Antonio is a fixture in the neighborhood and had a routine.
After hanging out with this fellow cats, he comes back to eat.
Yeah, and he says while Antonio acts like a teenager, 18 is a very elderly cat and he requires medication. Alagasi says the community is coming together to get him back.
Our friends, our neighbors, they helped to put these flyers up.
That includes Maria De Leon.
My heart is broken. And you know, every day when I open the door, I think he's there waiting for me. He was very sweet. And I'm praying for him every day.
Antonio was taken on Friday, August 2nd. Alagasi says he is not asking for criminal prosecution. He just wants the cat back. We'll have photos going up at 1010winds.com. Another first responder gets some help from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It was back in 1978 that NYPD officer William McNamara was shot twice in the line of duty by some guy who was high on angel dust. He suffered a spinal injury that left him confined to a wheelchair. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has now renovated his Manhattan apartment with smart technology, as well as remodeling the bathroom and kitchen to make it ADA accessible. Foundation Vice President John Huvain.
This is an individual who was very proud and doesn't really want anything, but he did realize as he was getting older, it was hard for him to be able to keep his independence that he had grown accustomed to in dealing with his handicap. He is a fighter, and I expect Billy to keep fighting and enjoying his life.
McNamara went on to work for a pharmaceutical company for 30 years. He also participates in a police self-support group where he advocates for other disabled cops. The case against George Santos is back in federal court today on Long Island, and apparently his lawyers will have a request for jury selection. They reportedly want potential jurors to be asked what they think of the former congressman. Santos has pleaded not guilty to a range of financial crimes, including lying to Congress about his wealth, collecting unemployment benefits while actually working, and using campaign contributions to pay for personal expenses. In recent court filings, his lawyers cited more than 1,500 news articles about Santos to voice concern about the jury pool's knowledge, beliefs, and preconceptions of him. Another lawsuit in the deadly DWI crash into a nail salon in Deer Park. This is by a mother and daughter, Anna and Carol Garcia, who both suffered serious injuries. They are suing both the driver, 64-year-old Stephen Schwally, as well as Stance Liquor, where he was a regular customer. Schwally told police he drank 18 beers the night before he plowed through the front of Hawaii Nail and Spa. He's pleaded not guilty to 37 counts, including DWI and aggravated manslaughter and homicide. Last Friday, another woman who was injured, 54-year-old Nicole Mealy, sued both the liquor store and the salon. 1010 Win Sports. The Yankees fell half a game out of first place last night, but that doesn't even begin to tell the story.
Well, Susan, go figure, right? The team tied for the best record in baseball, taking on one flirting with history for the worst record ever. So, of course, this is what we got.
Hit hard on the ground, off the glove of Rice, and trickles into shallow right field.
Oh,
at sharp hop, ate up Rice as Vaughn easily comes home. Gavin Sheets bangs one in a right field past Rice, and the White Sox have a 12-2 lead.
Which would be the final score in Chicago on the Fan, where Yankees third baseman Jazz Chisholm had to leave the game with a sore left elbow, hurt sliding home. X-rays were negative, but he'll have an MRI today.
I'm not super concerned about it. We went through all the tests, and all the tests that we've done in here have been pretty positive. So, I mean, I still feel a little bit, still kind of sore, but I think that we're going to be good.
After he and his teammates were decidedly not good at all. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.